The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
710 AM and 105.7 FM, The Word, welcome you to Pastor with our guest host, Pastor Francis Anfuso, as he talks heart-to-heart with pastors and ministry leaders. Learn what God is doing in our churches and communities, testimonies, areas of challenge, opportunity, transformation, and the exciting hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Now, here's Pastor Francis with today's guest.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you today. It's such an honor to have a woman of God. Man, I have a beautiful daughter, two beautiful daughters, a great wife. All three are powerful women of God. And I have a woman of God with me today named Deanne Carter. She's the head of the Women's Director for New Season Worship with Pastor Sam Rodriguez, that many of you know, that great man. And so we're going to share about an event coming up. You know, we have come through just a very difficult season. I say in faith, come through, because it feels like the tentacles try and hold on to us, but we're moving on. We've got to move on. We want people to move on with us. And so we want people to be able to get healthy, and that means they're going to have to get out of their what seems like a comfort zone, but after a while it becomes kind of a cell. I have found in my own life that I don't want to go anywhere at times, and I have to blast myself out. And so there's an event coming up, United We Stand. And so welcome, Deanne.
Thank
so
you.
Glad you're here today.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Honored.
What an honor to have you. And so how long have you been leading the women's ministry there?
We've been there about 3 years.
Wow, what a joy.
Mm-hmm. It's a
and
joy.
And just in chatting with you, I heard that you are a mother of four adopted children. That captivated me. I'm sure it'll captivate our listeners. Just talk about that for a moment, if you would.
Well, we were trying to have kids, and we weren't able to. And right there on the table when I was being inseminated, the Holy Spirit said, "This is not it for you." And
wow.
So we had somebody call us out of the blue and say, "You know, are you interested in adopting?" And so it evolved from there. But it was so amazing. It's a story. It's just God had spoken to me, and the Lord spoke and said, "Pray for your daughter," before she was even there.
Wow.
With hope, I had a dream that I saw the social workers. They opened the door. They said, "She's yours." And then the Lord had spoken to us about a son, Joshua, and said, "You shall have a son and name him Joshua." And so I'm standing at the and it's kind of went like this. I was standing at the stove, and all of a sudden I was talking with the Lord, and I said, "Lord, you know, you said I've had my two girls. You promised me now that I would have a son." And all of a sudden, he said, "I'm giving you a gift. I'm dropping a baby boy into your lap."
Wow.
And then 2 weeks later, we had a call, and they said, "Would you be open to adopting a baby boy?" And we said, "Yes, absolutely." And then, of course, our last four was little Gracie Racy, who we couldn't do without, and she also came along. So we're so blessed. And
wow.
We always say that, you know what, if you feel like you're supposed to still have kids or you have that yearning inside, you probably are. And, you know,
great.
And we could have had kids on our own, but we chose to adopt.
Wow. And so faith, hope, Joshua, and grace.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen listening, can you hear that? Is that not the most amazing roundup of children? So obviously I am speaking to a Mount Rushmore-esque woman who is called by God with her husband Jeff to raise children. Now, how old were they when you got them, and how old are they now?
They're three and a half months, 4.5 months, 6 months, and 3.5 months.
Wow.
So very young. So they came as babies, and I don't refer to them as being adopted at all. We feel like they are just
absolutely
completely ours.
Absolutely.
But now they're 25, 23, 18, and 16 soon.
Wow. Amazing. And one of them is at Jessup, you said?
One's at Jessup, yes.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, part of the thing for adopted kids, I certainly have pastored many parents who have adopted children. And sometimes as they get older, you know, they kind of wonder, how has it been having four children that are all adopted, all know that? They've only known you. Have they ever wondered about their birth parents?
You know, they have. And we have said that when you're old enough that we will help you look into that if you desire. I think sometimes it can be a little difficult when they're young. We kind of answered one question as it came along. With some of the kids, and I won't say who, they have unrealistic expectations, or they might think that their parents are celebrities or what have you.
Right.
So it's kind of, you have to go down that road with them, you know. And
not likely.
No, right. And so, but, you know, definitely they were loved. You know, we chose them. And
yes.
Sometimes it's not because anything happened horrific, right. But yet it's because the mother was young.
Absolutely.
Or couldn't love them or what have you, or couldn't support them.
Right. And made a great choice to have the baby, first of all.
Right.
And then secondly, to make sure the baby went to a good home, which obviously yours has been. So I just wanted to mention that. It's not our topic of the day, but certainly everyone listening, myself included.
I have a book coming out on it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes,
how
I
exciting.
Do. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That is worth telling the tale. Mm-hmm. And just the names speak volumes. And again, how have they adjusted to their names?
Right. You know, they know their birth names, but they have these names. But they are Faith. They are Hope. They are Joshua and Gracie, because we were believing for faith.
Yes.
We were hoping for hope. And then we're, you know, Joshua, God said, you shall have a son and name of Joshua. And then Gracie, we need grace at our age over us. And it's so funny because, you know, her name's Grace. And every time I try to discipline her or something, I say Grace, and I just laugh. Because she has grace, you know, over her life. But anyway, they're all wonderful children. Adults now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
What an absolute honor. Well, we're here actually to talk additionally about a conference you're going to be having called United We Stand for Women. We have been cloistered. We have been muzzled. We have literally been chained to our homes and not been able to have the fellowship that we desperately need. And it has taken a massive toll on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I have felt it in my own life and had to challenge myself, provoke myself to get out as I, you know, as the year ended last year, the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you know, you've been doing what you have to, but now I want you to ask, after you say, I don't have to, I want you to ask me if that's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found when I asked the second time, very often God will say, I know you don't have to, but this time you get to. I want you to go there. I want you to do that event, whatever it may be. And so this is one of those events that I know is going to be a breakthrough event. I just alert you to it. It's happening August 20th at New Season Worship, and it's going to be 8:15 in the morning till 5 at night. But tell us about the event, and tell us why you're putting the event on.
Well, we're excited. You know, the thing about it is I hear from ladies every day, and they're saying they're so bent over, their backs are bent over with the pressures of life.
Hmm.
They don't know which way to go. Pastor Sam just spoke last week on the way, you know,
the
way. Well, remember the Bibles that we had that were called the way back in the day?
Yes.
Well, Jesus
yes.
is the way. But like you said, we've been isolated. We've lost our way. And the thing about it is, I think, too, we kind of lost our essence of who we are, kind of our identity. And we've got a myriad of attacks coming from all different areas, onslaughting the women and
Absolutely.
Men, our
Absolutely.
Generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I just told you before, hell has opened the gates,
yeah.
and it's up to the church to close them.
Yes.
And so I really feel that the women need to be emboldened. They need to realize the authority that they carry for this day and for this hour. And sometimes we need to come together just to press in, to seek God, to remove the defilement move the defilement off of us, because we're out and about and all these things come upon us, right? But we need to cleanse ourselves so that we can hear God. What does it say? The pure in heart shall see God. So
yes.
we want to see God. So
yes.
we come together corporately, and we band together so that we know that other women are there for us, that we are not odd.
Yes.
We are living in an upside down world. We've lost the morals, and it's time to raise the banner of righteousness, you know, and holiness, and a moral
yes.
that we have, a compass that we hold in our hand, a moral compass
yes.
to go into our cities, our, you know, communities, our churches, our families, and the nation.
Yes.
But we need to know that we are called by God. We need
yes.
to hear the vision for our life, And that comes by coming together, worshiping, praising God, pressing in, seeking. You know, I wanted to say a very simple scripture we all know, right? Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And then it goes on, and people don't feel that way, Francis. They don't feel that way. Yeah. And then he says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity." So this is the thing that we want to do. We want to bring women back from captivity. We want them to put their feet on solid ground, to hear the word of the Lord. And I'm telling you, we have Pastor Amanda Crabb coming from Tennessee, and she is a phenomenal voice. Yes, she is a Holy Ghost roller, but she will just begin to expound the word, and she will begin to share her heart. And she's very prophetic. You know, she will only speak things that God tells her to say.
Right.
So she's, I really believe that even California, there'll be a shift when she begins to pray and to come and speak.
Well, I know that the hour is critical for people to do something different. And the enemy would love to get us in the drone, the drudgery, the boredom, the everydayness that he experiences. There's nothing new for him. His life is drudgery, as eternity will be for him as well. But we are to be living in a new hope and a new vision and a new plan that God has for our lives. And it's going to take getting out of our house to do that. It'll take being obedient and saying, "I need to be there." That's what I've found in this season of me now saying more yeses in this past 6 months, that all of a sudden I'm invariably there and then leaving whatever place I've been going, "Man, I'm so glad I came. I needed to come." And so I would just say to those listening,
amen,
please put it on your calendar, August 20th, new season church. You can go online to Eventbrite, new season.
New season, United We Stand.
New season, United We Stand, and sign up for that.
And Francis, I want to say one thing. It's free. It's free to the public.
Wow.
Yeah, because
beautiful.
What we want to do is we want to encourage all women to come.
Yes.
So,
well, every woman needs to be there, meaning if you can't get that on your schedule, guys, the guys, I speak generically.
I'm finding guys want to go.
I say guys. I have two daughters, I said, and a wife, but I use the term colloquially of guys. But ladies, I encourage you, step up to this great opportunity. I do believe it is an hour where we first of all have to be refreshed ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think of what Jesus said, "Physician, heal yourself." We need to have fresh oil poured over us and into us in order for us to pray for someone else. Right now, I mean, honestly, if we lay hands on people without God's grace, you may impart a nervous breakdown, okay? Mm-hmm. So you want to impart what you have and may that be fresh oil and fresh from the ovens of heaven. So tell us, what is your hope for? It's a one-day event. Give us an example of what will be happening then.
Well, she's going to come in. She's going to speak. We'll have lunch for the ladies, and then she'll be speaking in the afternoon again. So she's going to be building. So we're going to have a time of praise and worship, like you talked about. We're going to get the defilement off of us. We're going to cleanse our spirits. We're going to be able to hear and see God. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to position ourselves first, and then she will bring the word. And she's really been praying and studying and things like that. So she will bring a word just for our women in California. And it's exciting. It's very exciting. And then we're going to end it probably with communion after her second preaching. And then we'll have a time of fellowship and everything. But we just want to see the women begin to experience life again.
Yes.
You know, because, like you said, they have been so kept away. They've been so isolated. And they're still uncertain, and they're fearful of the future ahead. But when we come together, we press in, we see God, we then begin to believe God, and we begin to trust God.
Yeah.
And then know that He has our back. And then by having all the women together, we want to have them fellowship, we want to have them communicate, connect, so that they can get phone numbers and everything, and then they know that they have an army behind them, standing with the same principles, and, you know, standing on the Word of God, making a difference in our world, in our nation, and at the church at large.
You know, if you are a father or a husband listening, and you have a wife or a daughter that would benefit from this, you know, they're old enough for that, then I encourage you, invite them, have them go again to the Eventbrite new season, United We Stand, and check out the event further. But I just want us to pray and believe for God to touch women that are going to be coming to that event, women listening right now. Maybe you're at home and you're kind of stuck emotionally, mentally, physically, relationally. You're kind of at a dead end, and maybe any kind of movement would be a big stretch for you at this time. And the idea of going to a place, maybe you're not familiar with it, go to a new place on a day. But I'm telling you, when you arrive, when you get there, and you are greeted and loved and cared for and affirmed, and the presence of God hits, you're going to go, I am so glad I'm in the right place at the right time. So I'm going to pray first for you and for the event, and then if you would just pray for the women that are listening to this. Father, we thank you that you have you do all things well, Lord. And Psalm 72 says you only do marvelous things. And so you're saving the best wine for last. We're not going to be watching reruns or eating leftovers in the season ahead. This is a brand new day. You desire, even as the doldrums hit the world and our culture, where people look fatalistically at the future, that really is an atmosphere for renewal, for revival. And Lord, I pray that those who are listening right now would believe that you are going to do something great on this day, August 20th, that as they come, your spirit, your presence is going to hover over them and heal them and deliver them and set them free and encourage them. And so I pray for Deanne and other leaders. I pray for Amanda Crabb, Lord, who's going to be coming to speak. Let your anointing, let her be filled up. We claim that California is not going to be the last place on earth to be touched. We have seen revivals in our state, the Jesus Movement that I got saved in, the Azusa Street Revival in 1906 in Los Angeles. And so we claim that our day is coming again. There's going to be a move of God. There is going to be a move of God in California, even in Sacramento, a city designed to be a sacrament. And so we do lift up every woman listening now, every woman contemplating this, that they would break out from the boredom of their lives, from the predictability of their life, and that they'd believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And so would you pray, Deanne, now for those ladies as well?
Father, we thank you for these women, God, that are out there that have felt isolated. Father, we ask, God, that you would draw them, that you would draw them into this event. Father, we thank you for your anointing, God, even that goes before us, God, into the north, east, west, and south. Father, we know that you have a plan and a purpose, like you said in Jeremiah, that you have destined these women even before they were in the womb. You knew them, God.
Yes.
And so, Father, we ask, God, that you would touch them, that they would hear this, that they would hear word of mouth, and that they would come. They would experience a life-giving time, Father, where their hearts are rent, where they begin to see you, where they begin to pour their hearts out, God, that their ears, their eyes would see and their hearts would hear. What is it that you want them to do, God, for encouragements, for encouragement in their own life, for transformation, God? Father, I hear every day women, they feel heavy, they feel bowed down. God, this is a time for them to begin to stand up, to remove the things that have been trying to bring them down, God. But Father, we ask, God, that you raise up these women. They would begin to understand who they are and the authority that they carry, that they would begin to raise a righteous banner, God, one of holiness and a compass of morality, that we can go in to our churches, into our homes, and into the communities and into the nation and make a difference, God. Absolutely. Let their eyes see you, God. Hold, Father, just lift their heads up, Father, and their eyes to see you in all your glory. We just give you praise. We thank you for what you're going to do. And we honor you. We love you, Lord. Touch every one woman right now, God, under the sound of my voice. I pray, God, I send the word of God to them, Psalm 107:20. You said you sent your word and healed them. So, Father, we send the word together, Francis and I, right now to them. We send the word of God to them, and we say, be healed in Jesus' name, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, the irony of life is that God shows up at low tide moments. That our tendency is to feel like I'm going further away. It's like I look at it as pulling back a bow and pulling back an arrow. It appears you're getting further from the target. But literally, the further you get, if it's in the hands of God, the greater the thrust, the greater the power, the greater the authority. In the same way with a wave, a tsunami, you know, when a tsunami is about to hit, the wave's gone out, you know, all you see is mud and styrofoam cups and tires, and you're thinking, you know, what could possibly happen? And all of a sudden comes this wave of God's favor and blessing. But the challenge for us, emotionally, mentally, intuitively, we feel like, you know, my life's receding. Nothing good is taking place. I appear to be, you know, becoming less than I want to be. And maybe you feel like your best days are behind you. In reality, God plans the best for last. He is the. We've all watched movies where if someone recommended a movie and they've said, you know, there'll be certain portions of the movie you'll kind of wonder how it's going to end. Just hang in there. It has an amazing finale, and that's God's promise to us. There's going to be an amazing finale about each of our lives, and I believe that we have to, though, be in a place. Many times people have missed the opportunities that were before them.
To hear and to position themselves.
Yes.
Because today also, too, Aaron and Hur held up Moses' arms, right? And Joshua, when they won the battle, as long as the arms were raised. The same thing. That's why I want to really accentuate the idea that we're here together, that people are here together, the women are here to band together, and they know that they're not alone, because who knows what can happen next. Something could be shut down again, but we have to know that we are in this together, and no matter what, we need to stand.
Well, I love the names of your kids, and I'll just preach it right now. God's given us the grace to have the faith and the hope we need.
Praise
for
Lord.
A Joshua generation to emerge and begin to step into new territory. I think even as kind of, I'm in my Moses years to a certain extent, I'm 73. And so even when Moses kind of blew it, you know, hit the rock, I initially just kind of felt bad for him. Come on, God, give him a shot. And yet in reality, I read this year, in the last few months, the book of Deuteronomy. And I had just read in Numbers how he hit the rock, and and all of a sudden in Deuteronomy, he didn't miss a beat. He stepped up and continued to guide the children of Israel to go into the land, and then, of course, they went in, he went up on a mountain, and departed.
And I just want to encourage the women out there that are listening that in this time, since there's such a myriad of attacks coming at us, that picture life, picture before you a hurdle, but don't let it take you down.
Yes.
Go back to your track days and just sit there and say, okay, this is an obstacle, but I'm going to climb over it, right? And I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
I'm not going to trip. God's not going to let you down. He never, God doesn't lose, and he won't allow us to fail. He will not.
He will not. And, you know, you are fired up. I know that the women who come will be fired up. Whenever I've gone on a fast, my first bite, I mean, it could be stale Wonder Bread. Not that I would break a fast on bread, but man, it just tastes so good. And I feel like it's going to get sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. This is I just have found it myself in being back in live church environments, the sweetness, the freshness of God's Spirit. And so maybe you have, you know, been out as a woman listening right now. God's calling you back in. And so give us the information again on the event, please.
I just want to say, too, if you're around the 16th, this Saturday, we're going to have our own co-lead pastor, Pastor Eva, speak to the women. So if you'd like to come, it starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll have food, treats, worship, and she will bring the word, and we'll have a time of prayer.
So this Saturday, 10 o'clock,
it's
at New Season.
New Season, yes.
Okay, and then the event is?
And the event is going to be August 20th, and the registration will begin at 8:15. Please go to Eventbrite, New Season United We Stand, and register so that we can appropriately plan.
And it's a free event.
And it's a free event.
Free event, no charge. They'll be honored to have you.
And this is a time, I mean, this is a time for the women. I mean,
yes.
So, but I will say we have a bonus coming up. She will be with us Sunday. So that's a bonus.
Come on. Accept the bonus. You know, ironically, after the crucifixion, you know, men were kind of huddling, but it was the women that appeared at the tomb.
That's good.
When they knew it was safe, then they called the men in.
Yes, I love that.
I just interviewed the police chief of Sacramento, who's a woman. Uh-huh. And so I have mighty women in my life. I appreciate the women that are out there. But thank you again, Deanne, for coming in today. God bless you, and see you at this event.
Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed Pastor to Pastor with our guest host, Pastor Francis Anfuso. If you'd like more information about today's guest, go to thewordsacramento.com under the Programs tab to learn more about our Church of the Week, or call us at 916-924-0710. We appreciate all area pastors and leaders for their selfless commitment to God and our region. Join us next week for another glimpse into God's wonderful and expansive church on Pastor to Pastor.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.